is intended only for informational purposes and should thus be thought of as universal. As befitting its nature, it is presented without assurance regarding its prolonged validity or interim quality. Trademarks that are mentioned are done without written consent and can in no way be considered an endorsement from the trademark holder. Introduction. This book provides all the key words and phrases you are likely to need in everyday situations. It is grouped into themes, and key phrases are broken down into short sections to help you build a wide variety of sentences. A lot of the vocabulary is illustrated to make it easy to remember, and you may hear boxes feature questions you are likely to hear. At the back of the book, there is a menu guide listing about 500 food terms, and the numbers and the most useful phrases are listed on the jacket flaps for quick reference. Nouns. All Italian nouns, words for things, people and ideas, are masculine or feminine. The gender of singular nouns is usually shown by the word for the, il or lo, masculine, and la, feminine. They change to L apostrophe before vowels. The plural forms are I or gli, masculine, and le, feminine. Adjectives. Most Italian adjectives change endings according to whether they describe a masculine or feminine, singular or plural word. In this book, the singular masculine form is shown, followed by the alternative feminine ending. I am lost. Mi sono perso. Persa. You. There are two ways of saying you in Italian. Lei, polite, and tu, familiar. In this book, we have used lei throughout, as that is what you normally use with people you don't know. Verbs. Verbs change according to whether they are in the singular or plural. In phrases where this happens, the singular form of the verb is followed by the plural form. Where is, are, dov'è, dove sono. Chapter 1. Colors in Italian. Unfortunately, when it comes to learning the colors in Italian, there are some rules you need to memorize. Only a couple of them can be inferred or figured out from what we use in English. You just have to remember that Italian colors can fall into one of three different categories. Number 1. Normal colors. This will encompass most of the colors of the Italian language. For these colors, they must match in gender and number to the object that they are describing. Gender becomes important, equals masculine or feminine. Number becomes important, equals singular or plural. Number 2. Neuter colors. For these cases, gender does not matter. The only thing that matters is the number of items being described. Gender does not matter. Number becomes important, equals singular or plural. Number 3. Unique or invariable colors. For these cases, nothing matters. This is a one-color-fits-all approach in the Italian language. You don't have to worry about gender or number. This is similar to the approach we use in English. Gender does not matter, number does not matter. The above is confusing until you see it in action with some practical examples. However, don't fret about it too much. Italians are very forgiving of errors when it comes to using their language. They will appreciate your eagerness in trying to learn. Number 1. Normal colors. Here are some examples that follow the normal pattern. Azzurro, sky blue. Bianco, white. Giallo, yellow. Grigio, grey. Nero, black. Rosso, white.